Let us pray. Holy One, you work miracles through us, even when we don't know why or how, even when our faith seems too small. Be with us today as we listen for you. Amen. The apostles said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted in the sea,' and it would obey you." I can pack an awful lot of guilt into that statement, because surely, if I had enough faith, I could move mountains. I could solve the problems of my own life and change the world. Is it my failing that I cannot? Surely if I had enough faith, I could forgive 70 times seven times. That's the statement that Jesus makes to the disciples just before this question that they ask. For generations, we have turned these sayings of Jesus into morality tales and stories of inadequacy. And we can start to get pretty defensive about all of those things that we can't do. Surely if I was a more faithful person, if I was a more worthy person, if I was smarter, more spiritual, or maybe if my spirituality was exactly like that other person's, maybe I could do this. If you only had faith the size of a mustard seed, you could do this. Obviously you don't. That's too often how we hear this story. But maybe it's not about inadequacy, this story. Maybe instead it's a promise. Jesus sent out the disciples two by two to cure the sick and drive out demons, and they did. But they came back to him saying, "Increase our faith." They've been out in the world, and it's overwhelming. The need is so great. They have come back feeling inadequate and uncertain. And these are the disciples, remember. They're with Jesus most of the time. They have had enough faith to cure the sick and drive out demons, and they feel it's not enough. How much would be enough? How do you measure faith? By cupfuls? In metric or imperial? Maybe by percentages. Would 51% faith be enough, or 65%, or 90%? Could there ever be enough? And will we ever be good enough? Jesus' answer is not criticism. He never scoffs at their faith. And he doesn't teach them how to measure faith. Jesus says, if you have any faith at all, you can do stupendous miracles. He isn't slamming them for having no faith. After all, they've been out there healing and casting out demons. They'd already done amazing things. And yet still they came back discouraged. I think we can all identify with that at least a little. The world is so full of need. Our own lives are so full of confusion. And so we feel unworthy and inadequate. But Jesus doesn't say about the disciples that they've done anything wrong. He doesn't tell them it's up to you to increase your faith. He doesn't say, if you just do these three things, or maybe if you eat your leafy greens, or follow these 12 steps, you will increase your faith by 33%. He says, it just takes a little. You already have enough to do amazing things. It's not a matter of how much you have, but of having any at all. There's a great pastor and writer, Walter Wink, And he has said this about faith: even the slightest amount of faith can be overwhelmingly effective, because it is not faith in our own faith, but simply faith in God. Faith that God is God, faith that God is able to act in the world. And if we believe in God, even just a little bit, it is enough. God is able to work through us even though we are uncertain and confused and often flawed. The problem is often we have too much faith in the wrong things than in faith in God. We have put more faith in money or power or guns or a person. Sometimes that's a really negative kind of faith. We start to believe that there is no use trying because the power of a government or of corporations or of a dictator or a boss is greater than God. We begin to have faith that things will turn out badly. And that can be self-fulfilling. We can have faith that we cannot change anything of importance. Many years ago, my grandmother read me a letter. It was from a nursing missionary in what is now Tanzania, and she wrote letters back to her home church in Winnipeg. And the letters were carefully passed around. Remember, this was before photocopiers and computers. They were passed to all the women in the Women's Missionary Society to read to their families. My grandmother read it to me. The missionary told the story of how the women of the local village lived a safe distance from the river and the crocodiles. The women had to get water from the river every day by walking down a muddy and sometimes dangerous path. As they left the village with their jars, every girl and every woman would take a large stone with them. They dropped it on the path as they walked. And in this way, over several generations, a safe and navigable path was made to the river that assured them of life, stone by stone, step by step, often by just little girls. And every stone represented one woman's daily faith that they could make life better for themselves and their families with what they already had available. Walter Wink has a comment that I really like. He says, if in all the welter of negative faiths, we have even an inkling of trust in God, and here's the part I really like, and the brazenness to exercise it, that, says Jesus, will be enough to change the very face of reality. Even when we feel discouraged or uncertain or unworthy, it isn't about us. And then Jesus says these words that are so hard to hear. He says, even so, even though you come back tired from the field, there is still more to do. And like any servant, complaining you are tired doesn't do you a whole lot of good. The work is still going to be there to do. I was reading a man named George Buttrick who said, now that is not the whole truth about God and God's dealings with humanity, but it is a truth, for there is always more to do. And it will still be there tomorrow. George wasn't meaning to be discouraging, but he was trying to recall that the kingdom of God is not the goal that we seek, but the path that we walk. And the way that we make it, step by step, stone by stone, in faith that in a very small way every day, that God working in us can do infinitely and abundantly more than we can ask or even imagine. Faith is not a measure of our worthiness. It is a gift given seed by seed, day by day, exercised with brazenness in a world that scorns it and yet utterly depends on it. Do not fear, though, to ask Jesus to increase your faith. Any request for help is honored. Do not fear that you are unworthy of the gift, for every person, however unready, is worthy of that gift. And for us, may we support one another in the daily search for faith and in the brazen exercise of that faith, remembering that it is faith in God that we seek, not faith in our own abilities. Faith that God is God, faith that God is able to act in the world, and this faith, though as small as a mustard seed, still, it's enough. Amen.